You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Welcome back to The First Day on 93 WIBC. It's Terry Stacey. I'm happy to bring in somebody I'm crazy about. Mel McMahon is here with IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel. How are you?
Hi, Terry. Oh, I miss you so much. One day we will be back in studio together.
Wish we could do a remote from your house so we could pick beans and we could make pea salad and pesto. Are doing what so many others are, and that is you have created a garden. You're growing a beautiful garden, and everything is coming up roses, so to speak. I mean, you really have had a good crop.
We have carrots and onions and mint and thyme and corn and zucchini and cucumbers, and I mean the list goes on and on and on. We're very blessed that we're able to do it and take care of it. And you know, if you aren't able to do it yourself, don't fret. At IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, we have many members who can deliver fresh fruits and vegetables to you. So don't feel left out.
IndianaOriginals.com. This is the time to become a member. She really can make a difference in your world if you're a small business. I know you've got another Indiana Original with you today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have Megan Martin on the phone with us. She's from Hoosier Artists and Boutique and is so connected in the arts and culture community. Megan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Give us an idea. What is the feeling in the art community right now? What has happened since, well, we'll just say since March, like since our whole world changed? What's been going on? What are you hearing?
Well, pretty much shock and awe. A lot of things you have to consider is that most artists have a show season, which requires in-person events, and it's primarily from April through mid-December, right through Christmas, really. And then they're on the off season, which was when they start making more products so that they can start the cycle again in April, which means they were just at the tail end of their budgeting for, you know, living expenses and saving. They had already hit the end of what they'd set aside because they were anticipating having income again starting in April with shows and seasons. So they were already at the lowest point in their normal budget. And then they had all of that fall out from underneath them as well. So you have artists who normally do in-person sales, some of whom have websites, some of whom don't. And you add to that if they were multi-channel artists and had shops and stores that carried their work, those were considered non-essential for the most part. And they got shut down also. So they literally lost all avenues of income with the exception of being able to do their own website in an instant.
Because artists are already struggling. They do it for the love, not necessarily for the money. The money just keeps their head above water in most instances. Not everybody can be a famous artist, you know?
Megan, what are you seeing artists do instead? Like, what kind of creativity have you seen, or what kind of opportunities have been coming up?
I will say that, you know, the Indiana Arts Commission and the Indianapolis Arts Council and local area arts councils have all stepped up to try to provide as much exposure for artists as possible, because really it does come down to exposure, and a multitude of voices is always going to be easier to be heard than just a single voice. And a lot of times, most artists, that's what it is. They are solopreneurs, so they're making everything. They're running their businesses. They're doing all their own promotion. So they wear all the hats. And that can be really overwhelming when all of a sudden, you know, the field that you're playing the game on completely turns upside down. So nonprofit organizations have stepped up. There has been a lot of help made available, but there's also been pushback from people arguing, hey, are arts essential? Is this really necessary? And if you think about it, some of the first things that started coming out when we were in, you know, stay-at-home orders nationwide, essentially, were artists producing work basically for free just because that's what they do. They're creative. They feel the need to make sure that, you know, this gets out there, because everything, if you think about it, pretty much everything in our lives has an aspect of art involved in it. You know, if you are listening to music on the radio or watching a movie on Netflix or, you know, looking at billboards as you drive somewhere, all of those things involve an artist in some way, shape, or form. And people don't realize how key that can be for mental health and just for, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I'm completely inspired by those artists that are inspired or have been inspired by what we've been going through and creating beautiful things. You know, the coronavirus, I've seen beautiful chalk art from people that had no idea they had any talent at all, and now were inspired to create chalk art on the sidewalks. And now they're thinking, well, you know what? Maybe this is for me, because I got a lot of attention for the work I was doing on the sidewalk. So it, in some instances, these types of things that happen in our lives inspire artists.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you
we've seen the art downtown, all the beautiful murals. Yeah. You know, art is what has been keeping my 5-year-old calm through this.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy coloring, right? Like, I think releases a lot of stress in my life. And I truly believe art is essential. And
I do too.
Carrie, I know you agree with me. Megan, what can we do to help these artists? What are some simple things we can do right now to show these artists how much we appreciate them and tell the world that they are essential?
The big thing is support them however that you can. If you're financially able and can invest in their work, do that. They need it desperately right now, you know, especially because a lot of them either didn't qualify or were scared to try to qualify for the PayPal protection, PPP loan.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to make sure that it would convert to a grant. And, you know, all the paperwork and all the processing when you were a solopreneur was very confusing for people. So if you can financially support them, find them, support them. If you can't, share their work with people. Maybe you have people you're friends with that can support them or would want them. So much of it is about, you know, reaching new audiences in ways that they haven't. Most of them at this point are on Facebook. And Instagram. Those are the two, you know, platforms that you'll see a lot of artists working on because they can be visual. So find their work, support their work, share their work. Look for organizations that are sharing local artists as well. A lot of the art fairs and festivals have converted to online venues and have sales online. And it takes various formats, you know, whether it's one artist a day or whether it's, you know, a weekend of sales and just, you know, mentioning and forwarding to their own website. But again, you know, create traffic, share when you see an arts related event. All of those things matter.
Do you see any of the festivals or anything? Do you see anything starting to maybe make its way down the line as we get closer into the fall? Some of those festivals that we would go to that were all about supporting artists. Do you see anything like that coming down the pike soon?
Well, I think the problem is going to be that as we get into needing to be indoors again, that's going to be a question. Like the Hoosier Artist Boutique, we're still very carefully considering what our best option for the safety of our artists and the safety of our shoppers is going to be come November.
Okay.
I believe the Indie Made Market is scheduled for August, and I think that's because they're able to do it outdoors. Several farmers markets, I think Benford, I know, is doing a socially distanced farmers market. So there are options, but they're nowhere near as plentiful. And again, I think attendance is still a concern. You know, I'm also on the board of the Martinsville Arts Council, and they do free summer concerts. And on Thursday night, they are still doing those, and they're outdoors, so you can stay distance. But attendance, you know, people are just still concerned about being in groups of people for good reason, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, listen, our thoughts are with you guys. They really are. We love our artists. We really do. And in fact, coming up in the next hour, Joan Kowalski will join us. She's the president of Bob Ross, Inc., because The Joy of Painting has some news that is coming out. So we'll talk to her next after today's top stories. But I'm glad you guys are here with us today. Megan Martin and Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Mel, anything before we say goodbye?
You know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. We keep getting new members every day, it feels. And so make sure you download that app powered by our friends at Freedom Foods and make sure that you always think local first.
All right. Good deal. Listen, guys, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Today's top stories are next on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.